The theme in 1 Timothy is so you know how to conduct yourself in the house of God, how to do business in the house of God. The 2 Timothy, to me, it's before Paul's death. Paul had many encouragement words to the young worker, to the true sons. Let's read 2 Timothy. Before he is going to be martyred or persecuted or die, this a victorious song that he sang. Chapter 4, verse 7. I hope you can memorize these verses because it's very beautiful. You can hear it all a lot of times. And if you meditate it, it's indeed very meaningful. Chapter 4, verse 7. Lisa Zeng, would you please read? Chapter 4, verse 7. Verse 8. Can you memorize till like, 从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留, up to here, huh? There's a crown of righteousness preserved for me, up to here, verse 7 to 8. Huh? If there's a test, I will put this in test, okay? 那美好的仗我已经打过了。 当跑了路我已经跑进了所信的道我已经守住了 If we can memorize this one, that would be wonderful. This is like before he died, he sang a victorious song. So this whole book is talking about many words of encouragement to him. So homework number two, write down what Paul liked Timothy to do before he died. Actually, it's the content of 2 Timothy. Like, for example, he want him to kindle his gift. 恩赐再次眺望起来, he want him not to be ashamed of the Gospels. He want him to grow in the grace of God, to be strong in the grace of God. So you read it through over, and you tell me what Paul want Timothy to do. People are saying, 人之将死,其言也善,鸟之将亡,其言也哀. Before birds die, he cried bitterly. Before men die, he always uttered good consultation. So before Paul died, he really wanted Timothy to carry out something that he should do in his life. So this is two homeworks. I think in order to do this homework, you have to make sure you read through the 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. Not too much. Only 10 chapters total. Probably take you 30 minutes, you can finish all. But most important is to try to outline it. What do you learn? How do you conduct ourselves in the house of God? So what, as a young worker, as a future TJC worker, what Paul wants you to do? That kind of mentality, you try to read these books, then you will be very, you will receive a lot of insights from these books. I learned from an elder. To me, he is quite a good preacher. He told me that he kept reading the pastoral work in order to help him to do pastoral jobs in a local church. So every week, he'll make sure he read through pastoral letters just to be reminded how to conduct himself in the house of God. So that's the briefing. That's the bird's eye view. That's the forest. I would like to go into the trees, or each individual trees. Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1. Any questions so far? Any question concerning briefing, concerning eyes view, concerning the big pictures? Any questions? No? Okay. Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 3 to 11. Someone can read out loud and clear. Who can do that? James used can do that. Who can do loud and clear? I just heard a voice. Very good. Lisa, would you please read again? loud and clear, huh? 3 to 11. Huh? 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3. What did I say? Oh, sorry. If I have better sleep tonight, I think we'll improve. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3. Okay, Nisa, where was Timothy according to this verse? Where was he? Where was Timothy? Anyone? Alex? Okay, he was in Ephesus, right? So he wanted him to remain in Ephesus. What does he want him to do, to stay over there? Continue reading, verse 4. Yeah, anything that has no good results in debate, that endless debate, you know, we should be very careful. Anything we say should be more edified in our faith, right? Verse 5. Now, the purpose of the commandment is love, and pure heart, and good conscience, and sincere faith. You see, because those people are talking about law, they try to interpret law. We talk about one of the challenges in that generation is law, misinterpreting the law. So Paul was saying that actually, what Jesus said about law is only one very important thing, love. Love is the conclusion of law, right? But some people do not like want to talk more than many other things than that. No? Verse 6. Seven. Eight. Proper. If you want, use it what? Use it what?
Lawfully.
Lawfully. Use it properly. Law is good. Old Testament truth is also very good. But you cannot, you have to look at the spirit of the Old Testament. Look at the, how Jesus commented. New Testament is the essence of the truth. Old Testament serve as commentary. Or you can look at the other way. If you want to look at the Old Testament, you should treat New Testament to see how you interpret it. So this is important. Verse 9. The more sin people have, the more law we got to come out. Is it true? At the very beginning, when there was no sin, right, there was only one law. Son, just do not eat the tree of good and evil, knowledge of good and evil. Only one law, right? After men sin against God, they depart from the face of God. They started to do many evil things, so God started to give many other laws. Ten Commandments is written by God's finger. And many other laws for slaves. Those slaves that they've been enslaved for a long time, you got to tell them like details how to live a life, because they are like, since they were born, they are slave. So you got to give them details to teach them from outward regulations and rules, to teach them what is most important, what is the essence of that outward rules and regulations. When you come to NYTS yesterday, Pastor talk about rules and regulations, and he hoped that one day you don't need this kind of law anymore. Because if you're a good person, everybody's good. Why do we need law? Everybody go to bed before 11. We don't need this law anymore. So law is to help lazy person. Law is to help those who are more self-centered person, right? But for those who are very good, who can conduct themselves, rightly, why do you need law? You don't need law, right? So at that time, many people misinterpret the law, did not use it properly, and you talk about what is the purpose of law. Now, in these verses, one verse really bring to my attention, that is, where is love from? I like this, verse 5, where is love from? Verse 5 talk about conclusion of commandment is love. Love is from pure heart, sincere, pure heart, clear conscience, and sincere faith, right? So let's dig into it, what we can learn from this, right? So we just mentioned that
law.
So what is the first commandment of loving man? You all know this very well, but Sean, what is the first commandment of loving man? Huh? Loving man, yeah, loving man. What is the first commandment to love man? Yeah, honor your parents, right? 人间最大的就是你父母亲, really. The greatest person on earth, not the president of the United States. Not Obama. The greatest person on earth is your parents. That's why first commandments God wants you to do is honor your parents, right? And of course, the rest of it have to do with loving men. Do not steal, do not commit adultery, do not covet, and so on and so forth, right? This is how you view it, Jesus. The conclusion of commandment is love. Another way to view it to me, this is only for your reference, this is my personal thoughts. Ten commandments to me can also divide in two parts. One is do and the other is don't. Do, like honor one true God. You do it. Honor one true God, if you do it, you should have blessings. What kind of blessings you can have? Turn to Job chapter 20, verse 21. Job chapter 20, verse 21. Twenty-two, twenty-one. This talk about blessings. What kind of blessing? Andy, would you please read? 22:21. Job. 22:21. 耶伯记. What did I say? Job. Did I say John? Sorry, Job. 22:21. Andy, please read. Submit to God, you say. 你应该说 submit to God. Submit to God, honor God, submit to God. 认识神，遵从神，平安就必临到你，福气也必临到你家. The peace and the blessing shall come to you. So you truly honor God, you receive blessings, right? You truly honor your parents. It is the first commandment with what? Huh? With promise. The law promises with longevity, in eternity, actually. And 使你得福，再次长寿，这是第一条带你写的诫命啊。So this is a promise. So whatever do it. You do it, it comes with blessings. You don't do it, whatever is don't, it comes with protection. That is my understanding. You do not worship idols, so you are protected from, lure away from Satan. Lure away, you are protected from defiled by Satan, or idols. You should not call God's name in vain, so you can be protected from God's anger. You shall not kill. It is to protect life. You shall not commit adultery. It is to protect your family. How many broken families resulted from adultery? It's protection. 不可杀人, 不可奸淫, 不可偷盗. You shall not steal. It is to protect property. 不可作假见证. You shall not bear false testimony. It is to protect what? Jurisdiction, 司法. So that, you know, everyone, whenever you testify, it is good. You shall not covet, so you protect your own heart, you know? Because everything come out from this heart. The root, 贪财是万恶之根, greedy is the root for all evil. Also, you can see that 10 commandments really come from do and don't. It departed, do and don't. And do is come with blessings, don't is come from protections. And no matter it's blessing or protections, they are all from love of God. Because God is love. Whatever God wants you to do, is not trying to force you to do something that, you know, there's no benefit to you. It's trying to make sure you are in the right direction. It is from his love. That's why we say that the conclusion of commandments is love. Now, we can see when Bible talk about love, it's very different from earthly people interpret love, right? When you read all books on earth, when people talk about love, usually a lot of time they talk about how you express your love to other people. I read a book written by Mr. Liu. He's a Chinese author, Liu Yong. He will talk about, you know, when you deal with people, love is very important. How do you deal with people? When you say things, right, you need to follow three principles. 明话暗说, 这个缓话正说, 三思再说. He will always teach you, like, say something, express your feeling in a more acceptable way or polite way, right? 什么叫做反话正说? You want to say something, but you instead of saying it negatively, you say it positively. Like for example, I make an example in the notes, so you can see it. Let's say you are taking taxi to the airport, and you are late for your airline, and it's very impolite to talk to the taxi driver, hey, drive faster, right? It's not polite to say it that way. How do you say? Probably say, hey, is there any shortcut to the airport? Then, of course, the driver know what you need, right? This is some kind of 反话正说, negative way you try to say it positive. More acceptable to other people. Huh? 明话暗说, try to give hint more than speak directly to hurt people, right? For example, you say, hey, you are too fat last year. I mean, you are too fat right now. You are simply too fat, okay? And maybe you want to say, oh, I really miss you the way you were last year, right? So this is 明话暗说. This is not, you know, directly to hurt people. This is how earthly people teach us. Or you say things like a little bit, you consider, You think three times before you say something, huh? They try to teach you 关怀啊, 代替责问, 建议代替责难, 暗示代替, 直言啊, huh? Hint to replace direct blunt words, suggestion to replace criticism. This is how people talk about love. But the Bible, when people talk about love, it goes to the core. Where does love from? It goes to the core. A most important place where love should be from. Huh? Therefore, it says that love should be from a pure heart. Huh? What is a pure heart? Let's turn to the Bible. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Proverbs 4, 23. You should memorize this verse since you're in elementary school, right? Is that right? When you are with me in E2, I think I ask you to memorize this verse. 23, right. If you do not memorize it yet, please memorize it. 4:23. 你要保守你心, 胜过保守一切, 因为一生的果效重新发出. Please read in English, brother. What's your name?
Daniel,
where are you from?
Korea.
Korea, please read. You can read in Korean if you like, even though I don't understand.
If your heart with our religions pour out of his spring, like the issues of life.
Out of the springs, it issues of life. Oh. Everything comes from your heart. That's why Chinese people say, oh, 人者心之气也. Your heart, you are the instruments of your heart. I mean, who you are is what has come out of your heart. Even Jesus said about it, out of the good hearts, right, you really utter good things. Out of the evil hearts, you truly cannot say good things. So Chinese people say, 口嘴吐不出什么香呀. I'm sorry, I speak too much Chinese. Forget about it. So heart is very important. So when we show love, it shouldn't have any hypocrisy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. 1 Peter 1:22. Aubrey, Tam. Aubrey. How do you say 虚假? Hypocrisy? Do you have hypocrisy in that translation? Hypocrisy. Hypocrite. No? Read it again. I need to hear from you again. Read it again.
Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart.
Hey? Can I hear that word? 爱弟兄没有虚假. Now any translation say, love your brother without hypocrisy? No? 爱弟兄没有虚假. No? Korean word. Any hypocrisy in that Korean word? Huh? No? False, right? Korean word, have false. Love your brother with sincerity, no false. Hello, Korean brother. Is it? Yes. Without force, without hypocrisy. Some people love people out of hypocrisy, pretending, not truly from their pure heart. I'm a Taiwanese also. Have you ever heard, how many of you are Taiwanese? Like, raise your hand. Taiwanese, have you heard that 六月挂彩给有心? It's too old Chinese word. 六月挂彩给有心. You know, some kind of vegetable, mustard green, those kind of veggie, right? In June, it's not full grown, and there's a heart. It's fake. It's not true heart, right? The heart is fake. 水仙不开花装什么？蒜. Sorry. A lily, right? Lily, water lily. If you did not have flowers, it looks like garlic, green garlic. Do you know? Do you know that? You don't know? Homework. Try to look for what is 水仙, what is green garlic. forget about it. Okay, have you ever heard of the tears of crocodile? The tears of crocodile? La lacrima de cocodrilo. Did I pronounce it right? Anybody mention? Hey, idiot. How do you say the tears of crocodile in Spanish? La lágrimas de cocodrilo. Is that right? Tears of crocodile. Is it true tears or wrong or fake tears? Does crocodile cry? Now, another homework. Go to Google's to see if crocodile cry. Crocodile don't cry. Well, maybe you can see the answer differently. But tears of crocodile is also fake. Some people show love, it is not sincere, it's like pretending, it's like fake, right? Like, a lot of time we say things out of nature response, it's not truly out of love. I think I share this with you, right? When I start to learn English, I wonder why people say that. You say, people ask you, how are you, and what do you say? I'm fine, thank you, right? Right? But how about in that morning, you really feel very sad. You're really sad, and people say, how are you? Can you say, I'm not fine, no thank you, and not you? Can you say that? You cannot say that because it's not polite. It is not, but a lot of time we say that. We are not sincere, we are not honest. This is called fake, right? It is not from your sincere heart. So when the Bible talks about love, it's without hypocrisy. It's without deceitfulness. Psalm 24, verse 3. Now when in a church, right? I mean, love is very simple. Deep down from your heart, you truly feel like God's love fueling you, and you want to show love to brothers and sisters. And no hypocrisy, and no deceitfulness. 24, verse 3 and 4. 24, 3 and 4. Jeffrey, would you please read?
Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? For he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. Oh.
You are now in the mountain of God. Who can climb the mountain of God? You got to have a clean hand and pure heart. Hands is your deeds, right? You do something. Your deeds got to be clean. That's why our theme is live a holy life, right? And your clean, your pure heart. You can only have a pure heart, then you can have a clean hands, right? Then when you even swear, you don't have deceitfulness. So pure heart means without deceitfulness, right? In the Bible, how many people, you can tell me that people do things out of deceitfulness? Can you give me some examples? People do things out of deceitfulness. Pretend they are loving people, but they are not truly love. Hello? Huh? So what did he do? He tried to invite David to banquet. He tried to kill him. Okay, thank you. You're talking about the beginning stage of David's life. Okay. Right, thank you. Any other examples? How many of you remember Joab, general of David? Huh? Do you remember when he tried to kill a person? A general of the other parties, I think the general of Absalom, right? And then the knight was supposed to be in the Dao Qiao. What, how do you call it? The sheath? Sheath, okay? And then he pretended that it fall, right? And the Amasa, Yamasa, I think it's Amasa. The general comes, right? And then he truly want to kill him, but he killed him by kissing him. This guy is with great beard, right? So left hand, he was picking up the knife, because he pretend he fall to the ground. Right hand, he grabbed the beard of the other person, try to kiss him, right? At the same time, put the knife into his stomach. And the Bible say only one strike, no more two strike. 他肚子就破了, we can see that this is so deceitful. This pretending kissing, yet, how did she? Right? Like make you die, right? But it's so, this is not true love. This is, Chinese people say, with mouth you have honey, but inside you have a salt called me, Fu Jian. Over here, so sweet. Over here, there's a very sharp two-edged sword. So this is called hypocrisy. How about Amnon? A lot of time you guys like, you boys like a girl, right? And love a girl, sometimes it's truly from a pure heart. You like one. But you like to a point that You need to be deceitful to gain, to make your desire satisfied. Then the love already changed its color. Shall I say color? 变质了, changed its essence. Like Amnon. You all know the story of Amnon's story, right? He loved Tamar to the point that he cannot eat and cannot sleep. How many of you ever loved a girl to a point that you cannot fall asleep and cannot eat? Raise your hand. Come on, don't lie. Like one of my classmates, like about in first year or second year of high school, already feel like that. She loved one of my another classmates. They are, she, An Nian, not Amnon, but secret love, huh? But, and we are body bodies, and she told us, a few of us, I like that boy, oh, she's so cool, right? At that time, we don't have this word cool, but he's so cool, right? To the point that he cannot concentrate in class, really. When after the class, I look at his note, always his name, whole page. I'm serious, oh, yeah. He was a very smart girl, but from that semester, her grade simply drops. Well, we love opposite sex when you are in high school age. That love could be pure at the beginning, but later on it might change. 变的词, it might change. Like Amnon, how did he change? He want to have his desire fulfilled, satisfied. Then he pretend that he was sick, right? And he called the father, Father, make the sister bake me a cake, right? Then after the Tamar bake him a cake, he called everybody, leave us alone. Sister, if you are at that time, you should run away, truly. If any boys call the surrounding, hey, we should be alone. Nobody should get involved. Nobody should be the light bulb. At that time, you should run, right? You should run. So she has agendas, hidden agendas. Then this is not pure, this is not 清洁的心, this is not pure heart. Loving a person is not wrong, but when it changes the sincerity, it may lead to destruction. So love should be from pure heart. Now, provided with pure heart, you have also need to have a clear conscience. Can you give me an example that you have pure heart, but later on your conscience is not very clear? For me to love my children, I truly have pure heart. I think all the parents who love their children, they all have a pure heart. They don't have expectation about, you know, when I'm old, they can feed me, or I need some reward from the children. No parents have that kind of pure heart. But even though you have pure heart, later on your conscience may not feel clear. Like for me, I two pictures always come to my mind when I think about fall short of the grace of my children. One picture is one of my children, when she was little, she cried, or he cried, right? Cried to a point that I cannot fall asleep. I cry all day long. I don't know why. Just cry and cry. Only a baby, right? Only a baby cry. Quite too long, 2 hours, 3 hours without stopping, like crying the guts out, right? Like crying with all the strength. Oh, I said, how do I stop her cry? Or she, or her, or him, right? So what did I do? I saw him, stop crying, right? Oh. Later on, he cried to himself or herself, so tired, and got beaten, so I get so tired too. Then he really stopped crying. But that moment, right, that moment, I mean, after that, I still, even this day, when I kneel down in front of God, really, I feel very sad sometimes because I don't think that is right. You may have pure heart, but later on your conscience will prick you, will come back to haunt you because you do something wrong on the processes. So not only pure heart, really, later on you should think about not only your motivation is good, how about the way you reach to that destination? How do you approach it? Can your conscience be clear after you do that? How many of you know that, maybe, I don't know, your mother don't do that anymore. When I was little kids, right? Do you know how my parents feed us? They will eat the zhou, the water rice, the porridge. They will eat the porridge first, right? And they will chew it, right? They will spit on a spoon, right? And then feed the baby. How many of you was fed like that before? Even two of you did, right? This is very old traditional Chinese way. But is it right way to feed the baby? Is it right? Do you do it? After you have a more hygienic knowledge, you feel, oh no, you shouldn't have to do that because I spit a lot of germs to feed my baby, right? So that's why the Bible keeps saying that pure heart is not good enough. Huh? We are talking about chapter 1, verse 5, right? Pure heart is not good enough, but you need to have a clear conscience. Oh. What is conscience? Jeffrey, you heard this since you were young. What is conscience? You forgot. I still remember Sean said one word. I think it was Sean. Sean, what was conscience? When you're little, you answer one very interesting. Interesting, I still remember what you said. I think it was you. What is conscious? I remember little Xiang used to say, it is the little voice in my head. I still remember that. Is that you? I think it was you. No? You don't remember? What is conscious? Clear conscious. It's got to be clear conscious. Little Xiang said, not now. Little Xiang says that the little voice in my head. So what is conscious? The Bible says, beside pure heart, you need a conscience. What's conscience? Let's turn to Romans. Romans chapter 2. I really agree with little Xiang, oh, the little voice in my head. What does the little voice say? Chapter 2, verse 15. Xiang, please read. Chapter 2, Romans 2, verse 15. Can you read out loud, Sean? Okay. Between the thoughts, excuse you or accuse you. So conscience is a thought, right? Conscience is what is in your mind that accuse you. Oh, man. I shouldn't have hit my baby that hard when they were little. They know nothing, right? Just to stop their crying. It's really accused me with all my life. I mean, even nowadays, I still try to accuse. Oh, excuse me. Oh, man. I really do not know it was bad. So I keep spoon feeding my baby. Well, after I spit up from my mouth, I keep feeding my baby. My conscience can excuse me because I do not know better. Like when Paul persecuted the church, right? At that time, he did not know better. He did not know that he was kicking the throne. So later on, he still says that he has a clear conscience. Let's read Acts chapter 24. Acts 24. 24:16. Maybe, 23 verse 1. Kevin from Singapore, would you please read? I have lived according to my conscience before God to this day. So Paul was saying that since he knows God, he has been living with his conscience. Clear, he was conscious clear. So I want to ask Paul, what do you mean? When the days you are persecuted, Christian, are you conscious free? He can say out loud, yes, I'm conscious free. Because I did it when I truly do not know. I thought I was zealous for my fathers. Huh? I was zealous for God. So he can be excused. His heart can be excused. So clear conscience, huh? is something that excuse you and something that accuse you. So whenever we do things, we have to make sure that in the future, our conscience will never accuse us, right? Please turn to time. Or maybe we shall read it. 1 Samuel. Chapter 25, verse 30 and 31. I need someone read quickly. Jeffrey, would you please read quickly? No offense in your heart. David wanted to kill Nabal's family out of pure heart, I believe, because he did good things to Nabal and his family, but Nabal and his insult his servants in the public, right? So he was so angry, he took 400 people and bring a knife, want to kill all the males in Nabal's house. And Abigail tell him, one day if you become the king, you think about this event, your heart will accuse you. You'll feel offended of your heart at that time. Oh, so don't do it. So brethren, love should be from pure heart and should be from clear conscience, right? Meaning that your motivation is right. The way you approach it should be also, your heart is always feel good. Oh, nothing wrong with your heart. But conscience also has a problem. Oh, conscience could be numbed. Please turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Let me try to say it very quickly. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now, Jeffrey, read it quickly. Chapter 4, verse 1. Jeffrey. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. Verse 2. Okay, the conscience sealed like iron, right? Sealed. Conscience really can be numb one day. In our daily life, we say a lot of things. Our heart do not really thinking about it anymore. Give me some example. We always say what? Smelling feet and running nose, right? But actually, it could be better to say running feet and smelling nose. What do you think? Your feet are supposed to run, but we say smelling feet, running nose. But really, it is running feet, smelling nose. Is it? But we don't feel anything wrong. And sometimes we say, I park in the driveway, and I drive in the parkway. Huh? Is it true? I drive in the parkway. There's a parkway over here. You know that, right? And you park in the driveway. Driveway is supposed to drive, right? How come you park over there? Parkway is supposed to park up and drive over there. Now, but we said it 100 times. Oh, parkway, it's beautiful parkway. We drive on parkway. And where do you park? You park on the driveway. This is driveway. But it's supposed to be park over there. How come it's driveway? But your conscience already numb. You don't think about it anymore, right? Hello, are you with me? Conscience could be numb. Chinese, let me give an example of Chinese. I'm sorry, Chinese. Ma sang. What do you mean by ma sang? 马上, immediately, 在马的上面最快嘛,对不对? Immediately. Nowadays, you shouldn't say 马上, you say 火箭上, 飞机上, right? But how come you don't say on the airplane, you say on the horse. Immediately is on the horse. Now, you shouldn't say on the horse, you say on the airplane. Now, it's your conscience. Your conscience will numb. So pure, I'm sorry, love shall come from pure heart. Clear conscience, your conscience will numb. How do you know your conscience is numb now? It should be provided by sincere faith. Faith, it's very important. Can I have 3 more minutes? Sorry. 3 more minutes? I know my time is up. 3 more minutes. Faith, What is faith? Faith is defined in the Bible. Whatever you do, if it's beyond the Bible, your love is beyond the description of the Bible, Even though your conscience feel free, be very careful. It could be very harming. It could be very harmful. You know, in the name of love, people do many, many, many evil things in the name of love. People misuse this word love. I truly love you, therefore you should do this for me. Your mother said, I truly love you, so how come you do not get an A for me, right? Your GPA is not 4.0 because I love you so much. This is not love, right? But I used to love my children that way too, right? But this is not biblical. This is not what described over here. So love, to me, your love is like water. Without boundary, without faith as boundary, water can be very damaging, can flood the whole houses. Water can destroy the dam. Water can be very damaging. Love is like fire. With boundary, water in the cup can soothe your thirst. With boundary, water in the dam can do many good things. With boundary, fire in the fireplace can warm you up. Without boundary, fire go out of the fireplace. It's going to burn your carpet, burn the house, burn the whole community, burn the forest. So what is the boundary of love? That is faith. Without faith, love is very misleading, very misabused and misused. That's why whenever we talk about love, you should come back to the Bible. What does the Bible say about love? Love is not loving and righteousness, but love the truth. Love is forbear all, 凡事相信, 凡事忍耐, 凡事包容, believe in all. What is love? Everything you talk about love, you should re-examine by faith. Only faith can define love. Faith is one fundamental. Without faith, you cannot have a clear conscience. Homework. Why without faith you cannot have a clear conscience? Homework number 3. Let's pray in silence. Amen.